Thursday, 25 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. We're in Ezekiel 8 and Revelation chapters 2 and 3. As we look at the problems that developed over the period of the church age, we look also in Ezekiel chapter, as we look in Ezekiel chapter 8, we see why God had to remove himself far from his congregation. Now, dear friend, that's the last thing we need, is for God to remove himself from our lives, our homes, our church, and our country. We need him. Are we singing the song, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee? And I'll assure you, dear friend, we do need him, and we want him. And dear Lord, we want you to know in Jesus' name that we need thee, and we love thee, and we want thee, and our desire is to be faithful to thee. Please grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking about this last charge, or one of the last charges, that he gave to the church in Thyatira when he made this statement, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. If we hold fast that which he has given us, then, dear friend, it's a good possibility that we'll not die as a church, as we read here in Sardis in chapter 3, where he says, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, which are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now, as you well can see already, this will open up a tremendous panorama of great spiritual truths. But this matter of holding fast that which we have, that which God has entrusted to us. I went on my Bible program and I was looking at some of the references here in Scripture regarding keeping that which God has given to us. Now, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. That's God's business, keep us. God has promised us that we're in his hand. No man can take us out of his hand. No man can take us out of the hand of Christ, and Christ is in the Father's hand, and nobody can take him out. And I appreciate that, and I thank God for that. But there are certain things that we do need to keep. We need to hold fast. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, the Lord Jesus says this, if you love me, keep my commandments. And of course, his commandment is the precious word of God. In Acts chapter 21 and 25, verse 25, as touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols and from blood and from strangled and from fornication. This was what the church at Jerusalem had deemed would be right for the Gentile church. And by the way, they made it clear that none of this would put them under the Levitical law. No, and it's true for us today. We should keep ourselves from idols and from blood and from that which is strangled and from fornication as well. And then there's a matter of our keeping the feast of our fellowship with our Lord and our fellow believers. Now, of course, I'm not advocating going back and keeping Old Testament feasts. However, we do feast on the fellowship of our Lord and with our fellowship with our brethren. And therefore, in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now, of course, this is using a spiritual application of this great truth, and we should keep the feast. We should maintain our fellowship. I have been so blessed in recent days with 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3 regarding fellowship. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And the scripture also refers to our having fellowship with the blessed Holy Spirit. And the word fellowship, meaning to participate with. I'm so glad we have personal fellowship. And I'm glad we have fellowship with the Father and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And then there's another matter we need to keep, and that has to do with our personal body. You know, the Apostle Paul was a great preacher. He was a real man of God. But Paul knew that in his flesh, that is in his body, in his flesh, dwelt no good thing. And Paul knew that he had to keep his body under subjection, or else he himself would get into real trouble and become a castaway. This is the way the Holy Spirit led him to write this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I believe the word is a dokimos, which means disapproved. Paul said, I know I have to keep my body under subjection. Otherwise, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And I'm reminded of what old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, that there's no sin that any sinner ever committed that a Christian cannot commit under the proper provocation, under the proper provocation. And dear friend, we know that that's true. We all know that's true. When God saves us, he does not make us a religious schizophrenic, but we do have two natures. God gives us a new nature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. But we do not lose the old nature. It must be kept under. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're told that there are some things we should keep in memory. 1 Corinthians 15:2, by which also you are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Oh God, help us not to forget. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then, and show me where you brought me from and what I could have been. Oh, may God help us to remember and keep in mind and hold fast those precious memories, especially the gospel foundation that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then there's a matter of a unity of the Spirit that we need to try to keep. Remember what we're looking at now? Hold fast that which thou hast. This is a charge that God gave to the church at Thyatira. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And we have these things already, and God help us to hold fast until our Lord Jesus Christ comes for us. Now, we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In 1 Timothy, we have several verses here that we are charged to keep. Let's read some of these in 1 Timothy 6:14. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? First of all, he said, now you keep this commandment. And he said, you keep this which is committed, his charge, you keep this and hold it fast, and you avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. You know, dear friend, true science is never in opposition to the Scripture, because the very God that gave us the precious Word of God is the God who created this creation, and his Word and his creation do not contradict each other. But now you can have some oppositions of science that are falsely so-called, of people who are not really relying on scientific matter, but rather they're relying on the theories of man, and then they try to declare them to be science. And certainly there will be conflict and contradiction with anything that is not according to God's Word. Well, we're going to continue this, Lord willing, on our next broadcast, as we're looking at hold fast of that which we have. Father, do bless us now. These are precious truths. These are precious commands, precious instructions. Lord, thou dost keep us, and thou dost keep all of these precious eternal truths. Help us to keep that which has been committed to our trust. We pray in the name that's above all other, even our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. We're continuing our study in Ezekiel chapter 8 and Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And remember that a great defense is a great offense. If we've got great offense, we will have a great defense. Please join us next broadcast if you can.